All right, first off, just about this week with Detroit. This team's in a good situation. You know, Green Bay was one game. You're still one game out of the division lead. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people can focus on that and where you guys sit, it's a pretty good situation after 5 weeks.
It is. You know, we control our own destiny. It's about putting in the work and making sure that we continue to stack success. And up until this point, we haven't been able to do that. And we want to start this week with a very tough opponent, division opponent again.
You look at how this team has had this roller coaster. There's been a lot of good things. So is that what you guys have to look at and say, you know what, the pieces are here if we just can be more consistent?
Well, I think you have to look at both sides of it. You have to look at the good and the bad to really identify and find out who you really are. But you definitely want to continue to harp on some of the good things that we've done, we've been able to accomplish. Even in some of the losses that we've had, there's been some good facets of the game, but just not enough, not 60 minutes worth that will get you a win in this league. And that's what we have to put on tape, 60 minutes of hard, tough, smart football, and we'll start getting more wins.
Greg, what distinguishes this division, in particular the races that seem to always come down to the very end between the teams? You know, there's usually not too many runaways here.
Yeah, it's just a very tough fought division. Records never really matter, and I think that's safe to say across the league. You know, anytime you're playing a division opponent, it doesn't matter if a team is over or a team is undefeated. Anything can happen within a division rivalry. And, you know, you playing against Detroit, I've seen these guys for years kind of shoot themselves in the foot, especially defensively. But they look great. They look really good. They look really good on defense. They're disciplined. They're getting to the quarterback, which has never been the issue for them. But they're making plays in the secondary. So this is going to be a tough challenge for us this week.
What has changed in the secondary for them, though? Why have they made this jump all of a sudden where they're not shooting themselves in the foot?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with their front four. They create a lot of issues up front. They get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They make the quarterback hurry and rush throws because of the pressure that they know that they're going to be under. So I think that takes a lot of stress off their secondary. But they got some savvy veterans back there now. They got the safety over from the Ravens. And Quinn has always been a smart, savvy safety. And then you got Mathis outside, a veteran corner that understands schemes and concepts. And then you got the young guy who he can be nurtured by those three vets. So they have the pieces, and they've shown that they can get it done.
With their front four, I mean, they've kind of always had those big bodies there, and it's always been a strength. Has it been more pressure on them? I mean, is that what you've seen that their secondary has benefited from, or?
I think they've just all across, they spread you thin. And what I mean, they bring, everyone can pressure the quarterback. Their front four, they have great linebacker play. But their front four, and they can rotate, they keep them fresh. If it's not Sue, it's the young pup Nick. If it's not him, it's one of the outside guys. So it's always somebody coming and wreaking havoc on your quarterback that kind of tries to disrupt what you're trying to do offensively.
Greg, when you look at the offense, you guys were so good against Atlanta, and it was tough going on Thursday. Do you understand why the inconsistencies are there?
I don't. I bet if any one of us had the answer to that question, we wouldn't have had the inconsistencies. But that's just the way this game goes. There's ups and there's downs, there's highs, there's lows. It's been sort of a roller coaster, but you know, we have to continue to work and grind every week to get better.
And lastly, just about Bridgewater and what he did that first week against Atlanta. How's he been able to connect with you guys so quickly, it seemed?
Well, he's a very smart kid. He really is. He puts the time in off the field, studying his opponent, understanding who we are as receivers, what are our indicators, different things like that, getting a feel of just the guys around him, which will make things easier for him. But he has a great understanding of what we're trying to get done schematically, what the defenses are trying to stop us from doing. And it all comes down to the study and the work that you put in, and he definitely puts in enough to be a great quarterback.
So he actually sits down and talks with you guys about what he wants?
Oh, he does. He does. He definitely he sees different things. He sees the way guys run different routes. He's always in my ear. I'm always in his ear.
Perfect. Does anything rattle him? Because it doesn't look that way. If it does, it doesn't show.
You know, I haven't seen anything rattle him yet. I mean, even with the ankle, you know, he wasn't rattled. Even with trying to come out and play last week, Thursday, he showed the same face all week and just simply said, I want to be able to put my best out there. And he didn't feel like he was going to be able to do that. And he conveyed that to us and said that he didn't want to put something out there that wasn't going to be able to get it done. And you have to respect them, because a lot of young guys would just go out there and try to do it just because peer pressure, if you will, or just showing toughness. But toughness isn't always shown by what you can do physically. It's mental toughness too, and he definitely has it.